This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the Head of the Lake, station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. Jack McKenna speaking, and it's Wednesday, the 1st of November, 1933. Newsman Lou Martin is standing by with all the news about the milk strike. Ray Paulson will be in with the news from the sporting world. Now, newsman Lou Martin with the Siegel Brothers 5 o'clock news. Siegel Brothers with a special on overcoats for just $15. Good evening, Lou.
Thank you, Jack, and good evening, listeners. The 10-day milk strike apparently has been called off. More than 1,000 farmers in Douglas County alone have taken part in this statewide dairy holiday, and there is confusion after State Dairy Holiday Association President Arnold Gilbert ordered his followers to stop the strike. There's plenty of confusion and violence. A bomb shattered windows at the Albert Heinz cheese factory just southwest of Plymouth, Wisconsin. The factory was reopened in defiance of the farmers' strike. And this information to us as a special from Maple. 180 quarts of milk bottled for distribution for families on relief and several customers of the F.H. Olson Dairy were dumped out on Highway Number 13. Otto Olson, son of owner F.H. Olson, was driving his truck down the highway at 5:30 this morning, and a mob of picketers stopped Mr. Olson and poured the milk in the ditch. The milk strike threatens to shut down local creameries for lack of dairy supplies. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more information.
Since the strike started October 21st, farmers statewide have withheld their milk. Some are trying to store it. Others are using old butter churns to make and sell their own butter. The fact is, Lou and good listeners, the supply of milk, butter, and all dairy products is just about exhausted on grocery shelves and creameries. 1,100 members of the Twin Forts Dairy Cooperative are withholding their milk from the South Superior Creamery, and distributors are just now feeling the pinch across the Duluth Superior and Cloquet region. In Burnett County, for the first time in 40 years, not since 1893, local creameries will not make any butter shipments this week. An emergency meeting will be held in Grantsburg of creameries there. In Ashland County, the creamery in Mellon is ceasing operation. Cozy Valley cheese factory owner Edward Meyer closed his plant today, Lou.
Hundreds of creameries and cheese factories are closing down across the upper Midwest. Governors from Iowa, North and South Dakota, Olson from Minnesota, Schneiderman from Wisconsin are meeting in Des Moines this week. They hope to get help from the Roosevelt administration to set the price of milk higher and putting a stop to dairy farms going bankrupt. All five governors plan to go to Washington and ask for relief of farm mortgages and set a minimum milk price. It appears that Holiday Association President Arnold Gilbert's call to end the milk strike is not being observed by many farmers this evening. Siegel Brothers News Time is 5:06. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou, and indeed I have. After all, winter is bearing down on us as we speak. And that means that Siegel Brothers has some great buys on winter clothing. Overcoats, this is a special buy. Ulster models, polo models, half belters, just $20. In the boys' department, there's lots of things available, like zipper jackets for $3.45, boys' blue corduroy sheep-lined coats, just $5.95. How about a nice Mackinaw? Maybe one of those red plaid ones, eh? Double-breasted, boys' heavy, all wool, $4.95. You just can't beat it, folks. Be ready for winter, and you workmen, too, especially you guys that work outside. They've got work rubbers for $1.25, line jackets for $1.79, union suits for just $2.45. Yes, sir, you go to Siegel Brothers, take part in that great sale, and you'll be all set for old man winter. Siegel Brothers, 720 Tower Avenue. I guess this milk strike means I better make my supply of buttermilk last a while. I hope it doesn't go sour, Lou.
Well, you know, it's beyond me how you can tell if buttermilk has gone sour. The scandal at the Douglas County Work Farm continued today in court. The former guard, Edward Heffey, pleaded guilty to allowing two prisoners to escape. The escape happened after prisoner trustee Andrew Mormon was found dead in a solitary confinement cell. Work Farm Superintendent Walter Philbrook was charged by the state of beating Mr. Mormon to death. And two prisoners who escaped were crucial state witnesses. After prisoners Norman Larson and Francis Polk were apprehended, they told District Attorney Claude Cooper that Guard Heffey helped them get away. Judge William Foley discharged the jury after they deliberated manslaughter charges against Warden Philbrook. The jury deadlocked after 3 days. Today, Judge Archie McKay sentenced Mr. Heffey to 6 months in jail or a $300 fine. Mr. Heffey paid the fine. The Union National Bank of Ashland is about to open, replacing two failed banks. Northern Bank and Ashland National Bank closed earlier this year and never reopened. The Recovery Finance Corporation has given Union National Bank $500,000 from liquidating those two banks. Depositors who had money in Northern Bank and Ashland National will be eligible to get part of their money back. A long illness has taken the life of a former Superior City Commissioner. John Schaefer passed away at his Hammond Avenue home this morning. He served on the City Commission from 1922 to 1928. He was chief engineer for the Superior Water, Light, and Power Company before 1907. Mr. Schaefer was known best as the city street commissioner who was often seen with his sleeves rolled up, wielding a shovel with the work crews. John Schaefer will long be remembered as the man responsible for getting the Billings Park tourist camp built, as well as the Magus and Mike Road to Osage Beach on Lake Superior. John Schaefer was 69 years old. And fittingly, Jack, we'll end with the story about the paving work finished on Highway 53.
No more gravel road, Lou?
Well, no, sir. United States Highway 53 is unofficially opened with its new concrete finish from Superior to Solon Springs. Trucks are not allowed on the highway yet, only passenger cars. The contractors want the concrete to set longer before heavy vehicles use Highway 53.
Smooth sailing to Solon Springs from now on, eh, Lou?
Well, not in your car. You need springs and tires that aren't wrapped up with tape in order to get a smooth ride.
Ah, there you go again. You always got to insult my vehicle, giving my car a hard time. Thanks, Lou. With the 5 o'clock news, Lou Martin. Well, we have great music ahead, folks, but first, the forecast for this November the 1st, 1933, calls for colder conditions today and tonight and tomorrow. Fresh northwesterly winds and rain will make things stormy tonight and tomorrow. What else is new? Today's high was 42 degrees, which is unusual, but it won't get that high tomorrow. As promised, on with the musical selections. Gather around the old wireless, folks. Let's listen to Paul Whiteman. It's Only a Paper Moon on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
Thank you. wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
We've just enjoyed Paul Whiteman, It's Only a Paper Moon, on station KUWS. You know, there are few things as important as your eyes, friends. Well, as if you didn't know, eh? Protect them and stay in style at the same time. All this with a low cost to boot. Where? Why, none other than Kindy Optical at the corner of 14th and Tower Avenue in Superior. Kindy has specially designed octagon glasses. That's right. It's that smart young look. Eight-sided rims and all this at the unusual low-cost value of just $2.95. And that's at Kindy Optical. Remember, Kindy tells the truth.
Eight-sided glasses? I don't know about that, Jack.
Octagon rims? Kind of snazzy, Lou.
I don't find that attractive at all. Anyway, fishermen and their wives from Port Wing, Herbster, and Corny, well, they got together at the Nelson Hotel yesterday in Cornucopia. They're planning the annual fall herring run, a very important part of their livelihood in the fishing business, Jack.
Very important for those of us in the pickled herring eating business, too, Lou. Run, herring, run.
Some familiar names from this clam bake.
Yeah, so to speak.
Mr. and Mrs. George Jones, Mr. and Mrs. Emery Jones, Mr. and Mrs. Alphonse Galazan, Mr. and Mrs. John Evanoe, Mr. and Mrs. H. J. Eilers, Toivo Markala, brothers Eno and Ono Okunen, and Werner Juntinen. They were some of the people on hand at the Nelson Hotel.
You ever been to Helsinki, Lou? Good fishing, guys. We're rooting for you. I bet they all wear those new stylish octagon rims, Lou. Here's one for the herring run now. This is Noble Sissel, Polka Dot Rag, on the voice from the head of the lake station, KUWS. Certainly what they call a sudden finish. The great ragtime music of Noble Sissel on the Martin M. McKenna Show on station KUWS. Now let's say hey to Rapid Ray Paulson with all the sporting news. Hiya, Ray.
Got any buttermilk?
Well, if I do, old son, I'm keeping it. You never know when this milk strike will be resolved. You know, it's kind of ironic, isn't it, Jack? Prohibition's about to come to an end. Beer is legalized. And now we can't even get a glass of milk.
Of course, if they sold milk by the shot at 2 bits, the farmers wouldn't be striking now.
Hey, good point. Okay, sport fans, no need to drown your sorrows in a quart of milk. Tonight's the big night. It's Superior State Teachers College versus Duluth State Teachers College. The winner crowned the king of the Head of the Lakes. It's the last home tilt of the football season for Superior's coach Ted Warrett. Gates Field will be packed. But fans, hang on to your fur coats. Duluth's coach, Floyd Peterson, is bringing a big team with a fearful passing attack. They haven't lost since their opening game against Moorhead State. The Superior Yellow Jacket lineup includes Jerry Cook at center, Harry Zalesnik and Neil Binkley at tackles, Captain Vern Wright and Clark Croft at wingbacks, and Art Avis calling the signals from the fullback berth. And how's this for size, sport fans? Superior Blues baseball manager Dick Wade wants his diamond ballers to try round ball this winter. Dick Wade says he's putting together the best independent basketball team ever assembled in the city, featuring the dribbling demon of Ironwood, Mark Almley. Almley played every position on Mr. Spalding's field. Now he'll take to the hoops court. Maury Arnovich and Sammy Kaufman join him, as does Duluth Cathedral former All-American high school guard Johnny Benda. In local pin action, fans, Black Sauls Colts defeated the Rialto Tavern in a fine series, 2,950 to 2,845. And the battle over the breweries, Fitker's Brew Crew, has bragging rights over the boys at Northern Brewery. And Monday is amateur boxing night at the American Legion Gymnasium in Ashland. Boxers from Hayward, Glidden, Park Falls, and even Milwaukee and Rockford, Illinois, will be on hand. Should be quite a night. You'd better believe these farm boys drink their milk for good health, Jack.
Is that a free plug? So the boys at the Dairy Association smuggles you a quart of milk and cream? If it is, get me some buttermilk. It is, isn't it?
Moi?
Just like that deal you made with the Black Cat Cafe when the banks closed last March.
Who would have thought you'd have to bootleg milk? Well, anyway, folks.
You've got to give your trademark sign-off.
Well, this is Rapid Ray Paulson saying, everyone loves a good sport.
Thank you, Ray. You're one in a million. But who wants a million? Especially if you share a little cream for the coffee. On with the music, good listeners. From our wax recordings, here's Ted Weems and his orchestra on the Martin and McKenna Show over station KUWS. Thank you.
house without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell long tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my home way. You're the sail of my love home. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
For your musical enjoyment, that was Ted Weems and Parker Gibbs on station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. Prepare! Ooh, that sounds ominous, doesn't it, folks? But that is just what we mean. Do not wait until 15 below zero. It might prove very expensive. Be sure that you have got 35 below zero Skelly transmission and differential oil, guaranteed not to stiffen in the coldest weather. Let us install vacuum glass frost shields at very low prices. Hot water heaters installed as low as $7.50. That's $7.50, folks. We check your batteries, spark plugs, radiators, and hose connections free of charge. So, prepare! Firestone Super Service Incorporated at 14th and Ogden in Superior. Firestone, that's the way to go. Let's have some fun now, what do you say, with Gus Arnheim Orchestra. That's Gus Arnheim. And George Gramlich on the vocal on station KUWS from the voice at the head of the lakes.
Come on!
we've just been entertained by George Gramlich with the Gus Arnheim Orchestra on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Let me introduce our community editor, the lovely Harriet Fa-Fa.
You said Harriet Fa-Fa, Lou? Oh, hello, Harriet. Hey, you've got those new stylish octagon-shaped rims. How about that? Hey, Lou, what do you think of Harriet's new glasses?
I hope you like them, Louis. They're kind of different from those old round ones I had.
Why, they're lovely, yes, just, I don't know.
You don't like them.
This could be good, folks.
You called me Harriet Fa-Fa. You think these glasses are ugly.
I heard him. It was definitely Fa-Fa.
thanks for your help, Jack. Now, Harriet, I was just surprised is all. I didn't say they're ugly. You know, nothing on you could look bad.
Aren't you the sweetest thing, Louis? What a wonderful thing to say.
I'm used to the new specs already, Harriet. They give you a kind of a rebel look.
Just when things were looking promising.
The rebel look. Ooh, I like that. Well, then, music lovers in both Superior and Duluth are so excited today. We've gotten word that Dutch pianist John Chapuiso has agreed to visit here and will perform in the Broussa Studios in the Evening Telegram building. Mrs. Vere Broussa made all this possible by working out on an arrangement with the College of St. Scholastica in Duluth. Mr. Chapuiso is spending 2 weeks at St. Scholastica as a master teacher. 350 people gathered at Concordia Lutheran Church in Superior for the 450th anniversary of Martin Luther. Reverend A.J. Riegel of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church kicked things off, and Reverend Andrew Bow was the toastmaster. The Scandinavian-American fraternity meets Thursday night at the Moose Hall at 8 o'clock, and St. Mary's Altar Society of St. Francis Xavier Parish will meet tomorrow at 2:30 to prepare their annual fair.
Well, yes, Harriet, I think the new glasses give you a different, more independent look.
And seems to have done something to your voice, too. Kind of a spooky sound.
So let's go find a big, wet glass of cold milk.
Now you're talking. So much for tough talk. That's it, good listeners. Thank you for bringing us into your living room once again. We'll be back same time, same place, the good Lord willing. And Harriet's new glasses. Don't get us all in trouble with some dairy farmers now. For Lou, Ray, and Harriet, this is Jack McKenna wishing you a very good night.
This is Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1933. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.